Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to Leeds United We Stand podcast. It is ridiculously early on Saturday morning before the Norwich game. We're on our way down now. We got the coach at 6:30 a.m., which is early enough, but when you're having to drive around like a dickhead to pick up mates who forgot to set alarms and various other things, it was an earlier start than it probably should have been. We've been looking forward to this one massively for quite a long time, actually, because Norwich away is always good. For those who understand our attitude towards away trips, the further the better, and if the journey can also be far and awkward, that is even better for us, and Norwich is definitely that. It's a bit of a bitch to get to, but we like it. We're reckon, 5 hours, something like that? Yeah, 5 hours. We've only got one driver, which adds to the mayhem. Yeah. So he's actually pushing it a little bit with his track. So, but that's another story. So yeah, we'll be down there for about 11:30, we reckon. We've got the game against Norwich, which is potentially starting to sort of lose appeal from a United point of view. We're sort of still clinging to fourth place, but certainly there's a lot riding on it for our opponents today. And then we're on our way back into Manchester. We'll probably get back about 9-ish, I reckon.
Nine, half nine.
And then we've got the small matter of going to watch friend of United We Stand and friend of pretty much most people who go to watch United home and away, Anthony Crawler's defence of the WBA lightweight title. So we're heading back down into Manchester for that. So it's going to be, I reckon, by the time we're all done and dusted,
24 hours.
This could touch a 24-hour drink, this, couldn't it?
Yeah, it's not going to be far off, isn't it, by the time that. And if Neil gets his way with the calm fight, it will well and truly touch.
What's the plan for that? What time's that, Neil? What's the plan?
Well, I thought it was 1:30, but it turns out it's in Vegas, isn't it? So it's going to be about 5:00. So I believe we're going to head over the road. I shouldn't say the name of the bar, should we? Because I wouldn't call it a lock-in, more a private party. That's legal, isn't it? Yeah. So hopefully we'll be sorted for watching that. Yeah.
So are we seriously contemplating going the fight and then going back? I'm all right for staying out and stuff, but are we, like, because I need to know now, really, are we staying out to watch Khan at 5 a.m. after, I need, you know, is that the plan?
I'd be up for that. Yeah,
it's an attempted plan.
I told Ellie we'd go out tomorrow. The last time I went to United away, Watford in the Crawler fight, fucking hell, I didn't speak to her for 14 hours.
You got into trouble, didn't you?
Yeah, I got into a lot of trouble, and now I've just found out we're staying out for the Khan fight as well. I'm fucked.
You can still go out tomorrow.
Oh, are you? Fucking hell.
Of course you can. Just stay out.
Buy breakfast on the way in.
Jesus Christ.
Fine wine, Belgian chocolates, couple of croissants in the morning, Dan, you'll be all right.
Where are you off to anyway?
No, hang on. Well, no one's interested in that. back at the ranch before romance took over this fucking conversation. We've already got a man overboard, thanks to a woman. Quite literally. Right, I've lost my train of thought. Yeah, anyway, so we've got the fight later on tonight, but we'll come back to that. Well, we're going to have a quick chat about the game today and see what the lads think about what's gone on from a game point of view today and what we're expecting. As per usual, we'll have a bit of post-match opinion, and then you never know, your luck, we might pop back up in the Manchester Arena ahead of the fight later on tonight. Lads, a couple of things before we get onto our game today. Obviously, there's been a couple of big events from a footballing point of view. So let's quickly box off Leicester, champions.
Yeah, fair play to him, but yeah, move on quickly. I'm glad they didn't do it at our place and that, done and dusted now.
Yeah, it didn't worry me too much. Want Liverpool, want to, it's fine.
Seen something on Sky Sports about it, turned over, be honest.
Well, it's a 2-year rollover now, isn't it? Chelsea last year, Leicester this year. No one's really asked, are they?
So no one's asked about Leicester winning. Okay, that's that one and done. City getting turned over by Madrid, anyone asked?
Relief, but again, move on quickly, don't
you? Yeah, don't bother me at all, yeah.
Still slept, if I'm being honest. Glad they're out, though.
City, Madrid?
Not that fussed, to be honest. I mean, I thought it was a bit of a... To talk about City, I thought it was a bit of a abject performance from them, lot, to be honest. In the semi-final of the Cup, I'd be disappointed if that was us. Fuck City.
Right, that's that one done with. What was the other one? Oh, yeah, Liverpool got to the Europa League finals. That arse you in anyway.
No, as long as they get beat, no.
No, I was watching Neighbours at the time. Anyway, I didn't find out till later.
You've got Al Cedar's repeat, I heard. Is that true?
It's not anymore, no. I got it took off. There's a very good explanation for it as well.
Would you care to tell the many thousands of listeners why, A, you had Neighbours on series record, and B, why you thought it was all right to do that in the first place?
It wasn't Holly Valance this time. It was, right, what happened was, you know, Andy Jacobs from Marksby and Jacobs, he was saying Paul Robinson had this, that's the one. He, you know, he's got a bit of the old Heather Mills on the leg situation. Well, apparently he changes the limp within an episode. So he was talking about this on Talk Sports. So I thought, oh, I'll have a watch of that. Anyway, I got caught up in another storyline where the mayor was trying to kill Paul Robinson. So I ended up completely forgot to look for the limp, the whole Heather Mills situation. Ended up getting caught up in the storyline and, series linked it.
But how long did this stay on before you realised, hang on,
you're over 16?
I'm a 40-year-old.
4 months, about 4 months. Then the storyline finished. The guy who was trying to kill him, because he was trying to get his money for some medical centre, turns out he got arrested. Then I remembered why I'd watched it in the first place. Never saw the limp and took it off series link.
Do you know when you have mates who you've known for years and years and years, and then one day they just grossly disappoint you?
Ex-mates.
Yeah, ex-mates, yeah.
Your Tom from MySpace story.
Yeah, thanks for that anyway. Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
We were talking about Liverpool, you bothered?
Not that bothered, I'm more concerned about what's happening in Neighbours now.
I wasn't really asked about that either, really. I think we had our chance to sort Liverpool out and didn't, so, you know, no one can moan about that. You asked about Liverpool getting in final?
I was pissed Thursday, so I didn't find out until Friday anyway.
I was watching the darts, so I didn't actually even see it either. So, anyway, that's the core issues of the world of football dealt with. What about today then? Have we got anything to play for?
Well, I suppose when you look at the league, yeah, we have, but it doesn't feel like it, I must admit. I don't see us winning all three games. So, no, it's one of them strange days where it's a much bigger game for our opponents, but obviously we could still mathematically do it, but I don't see us winning it.
The thing is, we're more than capable of winning all three games, but I agree with Matty. I think we'll draw with West Ham. I think we'll win today. I think we'll draw with West Ham and we'll beat Bournemouth. I don't think it'll be enough, so Europa League next season.
I find, and obviously, like, I really want to get in the Champions League, but I don't in any way get excited about a top four fight at all. Like, you know, I think even if we did win all three and we got in, you'd be like, yeah, I'm glad, but wouldn't feel like any sort of sense of achievement. It's just a bare minimum, done.
We've mocked Arsenal for years for celebrating fourth place like they won the World Cup, so it'd be cringeworthy if we'd done it again. If we get there, sound. If not, I'm not going to lose any sleep.
That being said, though, we are where we're at, and I think I sort of give up on top four a bit ago, but I think as long as if we win today, sit back and watch what happens with City and Arsenal tomorrow, and at least it keeps the season alive for West Ham. I know we got the FA Cup final, but keeps it alive for another day, and then at least it's back in our hands again.
I was on Radio City doing something ahead of the semi-final we played Everton, and I was asked that question, are you bothered about top four finishing, getting in the Champions League? And I just said I said from a support point of view, I'm not asked, because all I want is 5, 6, 7 trips a year away in Europe with my mates. I couldn't really care less which tournament it's in. So from a support point of view, I don't care. I said, I also think that getting in for fourth is a farce. And I've always held the belief that even third is pushing the boat out a little bit. And I think, you know, I've always said first and second, FA Cup, League Cup should get the four Champions League spots. That's just for me. At least you're there on merit, yeah?
Makes the cups more interesting.
Well, of course it would. It absolutely would. But then the other thing is, but I do get the commercial impact from a club point of view, and the absolute almost, it has to happen from a United as a global and a European sort of sponsor, corporate, all this kind of stuff, it's got to almost happen. So I understand it from a corporate point of view, but from a football and from a supporter point of view, I don't think, A, I'm arsed, and B, I don't think we deserve it.
No, I don't think. I think if you finish fourth, like you say, you feel like you've scraped in, aren't you? So there's no real achievement, and we can't complain. After this season, if we don't get Champions League football, we've got no complaints. So
I think, going back to your point, Steve, for who we are, United, for this huge global, you know, we're Man United. We should be in a Champions League. But as it's shown, you've got to earn that right. And this year, finishing fourth, I think if we do finish fourth, I think it's, I'm the same with you, Matty, it's a bit of a backdoor way in, isn't it? It's a bit of a, you know, I said to someone on Twitter the other day, I said, bring back the days of us winning the league and getting in that way and not having to worry about the permutations of who we've got to beat or, you know, the points here we've got to get. But, you know, it's a bit of a backdoor.
Don't forget though, we went in 1999 and we were champions. So, you know, we've gone in via various backdoor routes before, but
Liverpool did the same, didn't they, in 2005? They weren't champions.
Yeah, but if you look at, but I've got no problem with first and second getting through. And I tell you, if you look at the year City won it in Liverpool, who I thought were the best team in the league that year, and they fucked it up in that, they deserve to be in the Champions League because of the way they played. But I think when you're pushing it into third and fourth, yeah, it's taking the piss a little bit. Yeah. Quick one on the opponents then. Where do you see them in terms of their fight for staying up?
I think they'll go. I think they'll go down. The new one, that. They've fallen away, aren't they? They can't really get a win from anywhere, and they're probably going to need to win probably both games, at least 4 points. So, and I think they're virtually down if they get beat today, aren't they?
It's a shame as well. I didn't realise. I like this trip. I know we say about the distance, and rightly so, but everything about it, it's an easy ticket, always a good day on here and everything. But yeah, I think we'll beat them today. Really confident we'll win today, and that'll be the end of them till the year after. They'll come back up again.
I fancy us to win, so that's a bad sign, but we normally keep at least one team up every year, normally West Ham, so we'll probably pull that party trick
point,
today.
We've always been, remember, like, we kept Derby up that year. Yeah, it's a good point. Dan?
What, today's game?
What just thoughts on whether Norwich, could you see them stay up or not?
To be honest, I'd like to see them stay up when we get rid of Newcastle and Sunderland, mainly because I hate Sunderland because they're a bunch of dicks, and the other year, but Newcastle, it's just, it's time for them both to go. Middlesbrough, obviously, are going to come up either automatic or, so we've got another North East trip there, but I think we all want Brighton, don't we?
It's a good point. We did the maths on it, didn't we? Right? Is if you do, Villa have gone, so that's 80 minus 80, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and Villa can fuck off. I don't care about that one. Yeah. Shit away, shit ground, shit fans, shit club. They can do one. I hope they take decades to get out of that division.
I think they'll go down again.
So that's that. So that's minus 80. It's pretty obvious that someone from the northeast will go. So what's that, about 130? So we're down 210 miles. And then it's either one more northeast or Norwich. So I reckon if we presume it's Norwich, then we need something like, I worked it out, 430 mile to come up, so we don't lose out from a bus point of view. Now Burnley's just a fucking shit, that, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, fair play to them coming up.
No fair play at all.
But in terms of a ways, it's fucking, it's a waste of time for us.
Well, anyway, if you work on 420 minus 30 to Burnley, so we need 390 miles.
Brighton, innit?
Yeah. So it's got to be Brighton. Now, to your point, if we're going to lose someone in the North East, I'd quite like Borough to come up as well, because obviously we've got that pub up that look after us, don't we? So,
and the allocation is there.
So I reckon if we do them all of that, it sounds like we need Middlesbrough and Brighton up. Is that fair enough?
I think we'll do all right. Borough for one of the North East, Brighton to replace Norwich, and then we've got Burnley to replace Villa.
Yeah, Brighton will be great. Imagine that at 12:45. What time would you leave Charlton Street at that?
Well, someone was telling me before there, because Brighton are at Middlesbrough at the same time we're playing Norwich. So I reckon their coaches had left about 3 o'clock. Imagine that. How good would that be?
Go out Friday and stay out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, imagine the state of that on the way home. That'd be great.
Christ almighty. I don't even want to think about it.
It's bad enough here after an hour. That would be awful. Yeah.
The thing is, though, you know, all these pricks going on about being against modern football. I like the sound of that.
That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Going back to Leicester winning the league last week, or winning the league Monday. Did anyone see that Leicester coach singing ding ding diggly, whatever it was, coming up to Manchester on the Sunday? Fuck! Imagine that was our bus. I'd quit football. I wouldn't fucking bother anymore.
We had we talked about it on the podcast after the game on Sunday, where Ant Shaw mentioned that there was somebody on BBC or whatever, and they baked cakes for the bus.
Yeah,
I see that. You see that one dressed as a fox as well.
Yeah, well, that person in that suit just needs to tell the police where the body's at. It's pretty obvious.
We can't really slag him off for dressing as a fox, though, because Ned's always dressed as a fox on the bus, isn't he?
We had So, quick question then. So, prediction for the game today, and how do you see it panning out? Do you think United are going to throw? This is like our last chance of getting in the top four, or?
I think so. Yeah, I think if we win tonight, City you've got to beat Arsenal, haven't you? Otherwise, it goes in our
area. So. I think we'll win. I do think we'll still get top four. I think it might also, because we all ignore the likes of Duncan Castles and people like that on Twitter. But I do think there's something in this thing that Van Gaal might end up staying if we get top four. Woodward's ego would probably keep him there and win the FA Cup, but. You know, you see what happens. Who knows how it'll all end up?
I think we'll nick it 2-1. I don't think it'll be enough. I can't see us winning 2 away games in a week. It's a while since that happened, but you never know. Like, have a go, don't you?
It's funny about. We'll come back for the prediction in a minute. But your point there about the Van Gaal situation, Stain. I genuinely believe that the outrage and the impact on season ticket sales will be absolutely colossal.
I agree. I've said it before, I've done it for I'm the other way in terms of like finishing top, certainly winning the FA Cup. I think it'll put it'll give Woodward and Van Gaal an out to say, right, finish on a trophy, first trophy post Ferguson. So you can't get too concerned over it, can you? I like everyone else, you know, think it's the right time for him to go, but we'll just have to see how the last three games pan out. I just want it quickly, because I can't be doing with a summer of this speculation, you know, the day after the cup final, either way, just get it done.
And the thing is, you can imagine winning the FA Cup will give everyone a buzz. Then we get to October, if we kept Van Gaal, you can just imagine another boring night Old Trafford playing the same way, because he won't change now, he'll be in the last year, and we'd be back in the same situation with another year of it. It'd be an absolute disaster, you know. It'd be funny meltdown on Twitter if Van Gaal did say, Ryan Roberts alone, it'd be great to see what he had to say about it, but no, I can't see it happening. It will be Mourinho, I think.
I was really excited when Van Gaal first came in because of his track record and where he'd been, what he'd done, but he's just I've just not seen anything from him. I've not seen anything that excites me. His football's it's boring. It doesn't, you know, I got to the match and I'm bored after 20 minutes.
So is a question for you all then, I'll just go quickly round before we get a prediction for later on. Yes, so top four and we win the FA Cup, Van Gaal stay or go?
Still got to go for me.
I'd still want him to go, and I think he will go.
I think I'd take winning it no matter what happens anyway, because we're not guaranteed the trophies anymore for years on end, so I'd take it. But yeah, I want him to go, even if we end up winning the FA Cup.
Worst league in years. Fourth place is still embarrassing, really. It's not enough.
Have you noticed these pricks, though, that are saying, I don't want to win the FA Cup because Van Gaal might stay? Have you ever heard any such bullshit?
Yeah, but you see this, don't you? And them tweeting the official, like, Kamir from Bangladesh saying none of us are going to renew from his living room. So, yeah, just ignore that.
Subscription to MUTV, mate. Fuck off.
Yeah. The thing is, no matter what happens, you never want United to lose a game. And who knows, we could end up getting an even worse manager. We've got the chance of winning the FA Cup. Take it every time and then see what happens.
It's brought up on the FA Cup. Anyone who's around my age at 40 knows what it means to United.
Well, here's one for you. My view on it is a dead simple one, right? And quite. We've got one shot at winning that FA Cup final. We've got loads of opportunities to bin the manager off. So it's a pretty straightforward one for me. Right, prediction for the game.
2-0. 2-0.
To who?
To us, or to United.
Yeah. Yeah, you do need to be clear about these things. It's not the Ferguson era.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, I agree with Dan, 2-0. I think Norwich look a bit shocked, to be honest, and I think we'll put the final nail in that coffin today.
I put 2-0 in the predictor, but if you two have said it, not on the edge.
What was the edge?
3-0.
Two. 2-1 United. They never let you enjoy it with a clean sheet, so 2-1.
I reckon United now have got an eye on the cup final, and I think Norwich have got more to play for. Even when we were coming here in our absolute prime and our pomp winning leagues, we never really hammered them here.
Right?
You know what I mean? So if you take that into the equation and then add in the way we are now and the way we'll approach it, I'm not in the slightest bit confident today.
You're not?
No, and I actually think Norwich are going to win this game of football, which is a fucking awful prospect. But you know what? It'll just go into the big consigned where large numbers of Louis van Gaal's games have been consigned. Very, very quick one. On terms of tonight, we're all heading off when we get back after the fight. But who's going to win?
Crawler. Crawler in six.
Crawler six.
Crawler points. I think it'll. Yeah, I think it's a real tough fight for him. But I'll go for him on points.
Yeah, I believe he's very good. This lad is fighting, isn't he? But yeah, Crawler after eight rounds.
Eddie Hearn tell you that while you were looking through his letterbox, did he?
Lousy bastard. Rick started sliding into his. I did. Yeah, one upper.
I noticed that he called Rick mate again. whereas when you tweeted him, he just rang the police immediately.
Yeah, Crawler points again. Might as well make a night of it.
Did you say you'd win?
Crawler in eight rounds.
Crawler
I saw one of Ant's mates yesterday. He says he's in absolutely fine fettle and he's really confident. So he said late stoppage. So he knows more than I'll ever know. So I'm going to go late stoppage as well.
And you know Ant's coming to the Dogs as well next week. If he
well, if he doesn't come, he'll be the only person. Yeah. We're having an end of season party at the Greyhounds, and Neil's invited pretty much everybody, really. We were trying to find somewhere appropriate to meet, and the only place big enough is Heaton Park. So from everyone at United, we stand. By the time he hears this, the fight will be over and done with. But everyone wishes Ant Crawler all the best. He's a top lad, top United fan. Great contributor to the mag. He did they bleed in the last one, so everybody's buzzing and wishing him all the best. So cheers for the chat, gents. We'll have a catch up after the game. Until then, cheers. It's post match after Norwich City 0, Manchester United 1. I'll give you a bit of blurb in a minute, but Barney selling the fans in.
Jesus
outside.
Christ. At least you've had your sleep before your 24-hour session.
Oh, yeah.
Dire. Two teams trying not to win.
Yeah, yeah.
But we did, so it's the hope that kills. So keep us going till Tuesday.
So many mags.
No, it's dire today. Right.
Keep telling Andy that, because he keeps trying to get
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you didn't miss fuck all today.
Mate, in a bit, yeah. Sorry, I needed to get a quick word with Barney now. As you can probably tell, I reckon when we talked to United fans on the way out here, the game was absolutely dreadful. Two absolutely dismal teams grinding out. If it had been 0-0, no one would have been surprised, but United managed to nick it with a goal from Juan Mata after the captain had managed to refrain from shooting four or five times. Never really in any danger, United, but they made hard work of trying to get the goal that was needed. It was quite interesting that there was a couple of substitutions that pretty much summed up the Van Gaal era. So anyway, we'll talk about those if I can. Gonna have a chinwag with a couple of United fans on the way out and see what kind of mood we can find them in. I can't find any United fans, actually. Everyone's here we go, a couple of United fans, yeah, I can tell by the way they're dressed. Quick word for the United We Stand podcast, lads, thoughts on the match?
Shit.
It was dog
half
shit,
decent, but
yeah, we've got
to grind out. Yeah, got
grind. Result, what we wanted.
We got to grind out at the end of the day. These last few games, you've got to grind out. That's what he did.
All this travelling.
You do one, you do one.
Turn it a bit of a cult hero now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is now, yeah.
Did you see him at the end with that kid in the chair at the end? What a guy.
Fantastic. That's what you go for. That kind of stuff, that's what you go for. See that kind of stuff. Love it.
What's your plan when you get home? You going to fight?
Get levered.
Well, have you done your training or coach?
No, coach, mate.
Yeah. So what time? What time? Back in town for about 9:30.
About 8:30. Yeah, what's the qualifier?
You got a crawler? Are you going?
I'm not going, no, but I'll watch it. Turn another red on. Come on, the boys.
It's got to be right, hasn't it? Lads, safe trip back, yeah? Who else can I jump on here? Just surrounded by people in green and yellow. There was near enough 2,500 people in that United, and then I can't fucking find any of them. Let's have a look. You can spot Mancunians for a mile off because they're
Wembley.
Yeah, come here. Quick word here. Quick word for the podcast. Thoughts on the game? Come on, you. Come here. It was an all-out win, wasn't it, in the end, but shit performance.
As all season, we made the fucking most. We struggled to get a result against a fucking shit bottom of the league team, as we've done all season.
Are they down now?
Pretty much, yeah. Hopefully. Well, not hopefully, because I like this away.
It's a lot longer the better, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. How did Brighton get on, do you know?
One also there. So, Borough have gone up. Yeah, but it could come up in the playoffs, so...
Every cloud.
130 miles with Borough. then if Brighton come up in the playoffs, then we're sorted, aren't we?
Yeah.
Imagine getting Brighton away at noon.
On a Tuesday night or Tuesday Monday night.
Noon, one of them 12 o'clock. So we'll set off about 2:30. Yeah, just like, get straight from the casino.
A bit like Brighton had to today to fucking Middlesbrough.
Yeah, but
set off about 3 o'clock.
The thing is, all these modern football twats moan about things like that. We'd be buzzing, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. Get on the monkey bus. Let's fucking have it. I still might have it Tuesday. I'm after a ticket, though.
Just get on. Mate, there'll be tickets. Two things, right? We've got a bus where, let's just say, there'll be quite a lot of room. And I reckon there'll be tickets coming out, you know. Yeah. Right, safe trip back, mate.
Yeah. See you, mate.
Quick word for the United We Stand podcast, lads. Thoughts on the match?
Shit game, great
shit
result.
Won it 1-0, mate.
It's all that matters, isn't it?
It's bouncing in the United, then, wasn't it?
Obviously.
Everyone was burnt to a fucking crisp.
Absolutely glorious day, mate.
It's too hot this for Mancunians, isn't it?
Way too warm. That's why I brought a coat.
I've got a coat on and all. I'm sweating like a twat.
Exactly.
Don't help when you're ginger, mate. Fucking hell. It's frying in there, mate. Frying.
Yeah, you're going to be proper scorched when you get home, aren't you?
Tam well, Mika. Tam well. For the ginger, anyway.
This is honest. I have no idea where our coaches are, they? Are they deaf up here? Is that you locked down now? This is the United We Stand podcast, by the way. You're Norwich fan, obviously.
Yeah, Norwich, yeah. They ain't down yet, no. Ain't down till it's mathematically impossible.
So, what needs to happen for you to stay up?
Newcastle and Sunderland lose.
What, every game?
Today.
Yeah.
And then we'll have to see what happens after that.
What he don't realise.
Is your...
We've got Ipswich coming next.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Do you miss that derby, you guys?
Definitely. I went to pair on last year. That's brilliant.
Is it almost worth going down for?
Yeah.
I like your style.
We beat him, that's why.
I like your style. Is your club equipped to come straight back up?
We did last time. We're no different now. We were, so I'll say yeah.
Tough gig though, the Championship, innit?
I like the Championship personally.
I think it's the best league.
That's better than the Premier League.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Definitely. Well, and you get more games, don't you?
Well, you get more games, but the back end of the year for the Championship is far more entertaining, isn't it?
Brilliant. Yeah, I think that's brilliant. Definitely.
Mate, hope it works out for you. Yeah, cheers for the chat. Yeah,
thank you very much.
So, take care. Bit of a Norwich for you there. There you go. All right. Let's see if we can find the away coaches here. It doesn't look... Oh, here we go. Yeah, this looks like a bit more like it. I've walked out of a crowd of green and yellow, and now I'm walking down a street that is full of people who are coated up, black coated up, and they look like they're sweating and burning to a crisp. So let's try and grab a few of them and see that... See what they've got to say. Dan Moores, how are you?
How do we, all right? Shall I later, I know what?
Yeah, we'll be there, yeah. Are you going to be... I've asked you this on a podcast before. You're not going to behave later, are you?
Oh, now I'm on my best behaviour today.
How are you going to behave? You're a fucking nuisance at the last, right?
I know,
quick, what do you think of the game, man? It was shit, wasn't it?
Shit, wasn't it? Yeah. Fucking crap. Tell you what, though. At least sent them cunts down. See them.
They're not down yet.
Fucking farmers. Are they not down? They're going down, aren't they?
I've just been chatting to one over there. They're buzzing because they get to play Ipswich, so they're not arsed.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Hopefully Brighton come up though, because we lost a long fucking away trip there, haven't we?
Well, Brighton didn't win at Borough, so Borough have come up today.
Have they?
So it's Burnley and Borough.
You're football mad, you are.
Well, I'm not football mad at all, but I've got a phone that I occasionally look at, unlike you. So we need Brighton up in the playoffs. Listen, I'll see you in the arena later on, yeah? All right.
Ta-ra.
That's a lad called Dan there, who's an absolute pest of a human being, but we like him. He's a good guy. Ben, thoughts on the game, mate?
I thought it was fucking shit, but we done the job again.
It was Bobbins, wasn't it?
It was, mate. It was fucking shy. But we're used to it this season, mate.
Yeah. Well, normally we get beat against teams like that, so.
Yeah. Roll on, Crawler.
I know, well, you know, I mean, most people have actually, this is almost like the, it's like the starter before the main event, isn't it,
for later
on. Yeah. The thing is, we got dropped off on the coach before, miles away from where we were meant to, because we were late, and no one appears to know where the actual coaches are, so that's, our coach currently has no one on it, is that right?
Nobody.
Nobody. Has your dad gone missing as well?
Yeah.
Bet you'd
I fucking love it. I hope he gets lost, mate.
Forever?
Yeah. The pusher gets him.
So you want the pusher to have come to Norwich away, bumped into your dad and launched him into that river, yeah?
Yeah.
That'll do you, right? Yeah. Can't beat a bit of son and fatherly love. See who else we can get here. Ben, you all right? Thoughts on the result?
Oh, fucking needed that, didn't we, mate? We needed it.
Dan?
Dog shit, though.
Mate, absolute terrible first half. Second half a bit better. Probably deserved it in the end.
Yeah.
Deserved one goal on target. That's all that matters, doesn't it? One shot on target, I should say, not one goal.
What's the plan now? Getting absolutely spangled.
Absolutely.
See.
Ridiculously spangled.
See you in a bit. Thoughts for the podcast, gents? Thoughts on the game?
3 points, mate. 3 points. I don't give a fuck how we got them.
You've come. Where? How far? Have you travelled over this morning?
We travelled over Friday. Friday morning.
Yeah.
To come on your bus.
Yeah. So that's a big effort from you, so.
It always is.
I know it
come
is.
Come more than
4 or 5 times this season. Are you happy with that performance or the result?
No, not the performance. Performance shit again, mate, as usual, but I don't give a fuck. 3 points. So for the city. Let's see what you can do.
Well, I travelled over yesterday for the game and I just think it just was not good enough.
You're not happy, are you?
It was a good result, but just a good result. Just
that's
a good result.
It's 3 points. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Are you coming to boxing?
Of course I am.
See you in a bit, yeah?
Did you sort at me?
Oh, yeah, I did get your ticket.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, not bad. That was shy, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? Just one of the worst games. Well, it should have been like so many this year, but one of the worst games for like lack of chances, nothing happening.
I enjoyed it.
We got a goal out of nothing.
Win. 1 minute, I'll come back to you.
I enjoyed it, the first win this year. Is it away in the league?
What for you?
For January?
Out of Manchester since January. First win out of Manchester.
Is that right?
In the league.
It was a long way to come. A, it was a long way to come, and B, I tell you what, like, it was too hot, wasn't it?
Mate, I'm sure.
Whatever that is, it.
It's not really. We've still got a chance. Still got, but it's dreadful to watch, isn't it? It's dreadful.
Mate,
to watch.
It's wasted on football that day, isn't it? You know what's the best bit about today? Did you clock the young lad who's about 8 who ran on the pitch when we scored? He didn't make, unfortunately, he didn't make the plays. This steward just picked him up and brought him back to
Jay,
his dad.
Jay looks out of breath.
One word, Steve. Bill Odder.
You don't look very well, Jay. You all right?
I'm sorted, mate. At least we won.
Have we got a defibrillator on the coach?
I tell you, if I were Jay, I wouldn't be getting a Christmas tree this year.
Get that fat fucker.
How are you, Nick?
I'm good, mate. How hot is it?
It's too hot.
I like the way you're still persisting in wearing your jacket.
I know. I'm just being resilient and rebellious. That was shit, wasn't it?
Awful, wasn't it? And I'm it's hard to understand how we've won that game, but they are worse than us. So.
They're appalling, aren't they?
Oh, awful team, aren't they? And the fans are even worse, aren't they?
Did you see the guy who kept Munich in the whole game?
Yeah, him down near the front.
The guy in the red top.
Yeah, he'll enjoy that in the championship next year, won't he? The cunt.
I've just been talking. They're actually up. They're looking forward to going down. I've just been talking to one of them because they get to play Ipswich. How small time's that?
Very. Middlesbrough up, aren't they? Which is a bit disappointing.
Yeah. Well,
lost a fair few miles there, haven't we?
Well, hopefully Brighton will do it in the playoff.
Yes, they don't seem to finish third, don't often, do they?
No, that's right, that's true. Tell you what I found really ironic today, like, did you notice this when, all right, Andy, I'll tell you what I noticed. Did you notice Jana's eye was coming on just before we scored? So, yeah, do you want a quick word?
Hi, Steve, how's it going?
Oh, I'm all right, mate, you well?
Can you give me some tips on horses, lad?
I know, yeah. You did. I'll talk to you another time about horses. No, did you notice Jana's eye was coming on and then off he went and on came Schneiderlin?
Did you not notice though as he was about to come on the players thought, fucking hell, we better score here because he's about to come on and all of a sudden it's 1-0, innit?
Do you know what, if anything, some Van Gaal up though, that is sending someone on to score one, but then sending someone on to not.
Oh yeah, you know what I mean. They didn't want a second goal, did
he? Yeah, did he fuck? You know,
that was shameless, like positive PR by your mate Juan Mata at the end there, wasn't it? did you notice as well? He won't take his shirt off. There was some unsubstantiated rumours around us. It's because he got a massive swastika across his chest. He didn't want anyone to see it. He had to send it in the post to that little lad.
I'm pretty sure that definitely is not true.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Where's Blackie? Blackie! Blackie!
Long distance romance, really.
Blackie, come here. Blackie. Quick word, mate.
Why didn't Matt take his shirt off?
I won't tell you again. On your couch.
Oh, it's not going anywhere, is it? Police are shouting at us. Police are shouting. Anyway, while the police are shouting at us here, Blackie. Thoughts on the game, mate?
It was the most appalling first half, wasn't it, of all time.
And the second half wasn't much behind it,
no,
was it?
No, fortunately, there was a magnificent run by Rooney, who switched feet, and then just as he was about to unleash, he just passed. He just
paranoid
did
paranoid about yeah, shooting.
He went round and round in a circle like Dill the dog, and majestically passed it to Mata, who somehow hit the back of the net. If that's the difference between the two sides, they beat us at Old Trafford, and they were shocking. They were probably the worst team ever. But again, we gave them a standing ovation off, and Van Gaal will probably think that was the most fantastic performance of the season. Because, to be fair, I think De Gea made one save, didn't he, over the whole thing. So, I mean, it was just appalling. What got me most of all is... It's the amount of Munich in coming from there.
Did you notice
stands.
That? Did you see the lad in the red?
Yeah, I've tried to chat to a few of them walking back, but they don't want to discuss it now we're outside.
Fair play to that copper though. He went up to him and he went. Did you notice the guy who ran all the way down from the top of the stand in the Norwich end to have a go at somebody?
Did he do it as well?
I tell you again, you're causing an issue standing here.
No,
get on the coaches.
Officer,
we're trying
no
to
traffic,
get the car
but I'm steward here and I'm trying to aid you.
Get on
lads,
your coach.
On the coach, please.
I think we'll get on the coach, eh? Yeah.
I think relegation really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. That copper's not very happy with us. Anyway. You heard the Norfolk police giving us 10-0, so she was in a sorry state of affairs. Who can we grab here? Graham, quick thoughts on the match, mate.
Did enough. Just about did enough. Norwich weren't great and we just about did enough. I think that's
it. It was piss poor, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. We did enough. That's about our best I can say. The best I can say.
It's quite tame for you, that.
Yeah, it was.
You were in such a good mood at Wembley and listen to you now. Anyway, there you go. Listen, we're going to wrap this up because the police are giving us grief and we've got a fight to get to, so we'll call it in there. That's it. We'll take the 3 points. We won't take the performance. We're still in the hunt for fourth place, but I still don't maintain that that's going to happen, but never mind. We're off now into Manchester. We've got a 5-hour coach journey on the way home. We're going to have...
Oh, Anthony Crawler! Oh, Anthony Crawler! Oh, Anthony Crawler!
As you can hear, we've got somewhere else to go after this, so we're going to go and head back into Manchester. We'll get back in about 9 o'clock, we reckon, straight to the arena, and hopefully Ant will perform better than United did today, and hopefully the end result is the same, and that's a win for Manchester. So that's the end of the podcast. We'll be back on Tuesday for the last away trip of the season and our last ever away trip to Upton Park, which should be quite interesting given our history there. We'll be back after that, but in the meantime, cheers for listening and we'll see you soon.